This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, August 23rd. God's word to you today is pursue him. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, and it says, "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Job 22, verses 28 to 29 from the King James Version says, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is a lifting up, and he shall save the humble person." In the original Hebrew version, what this means is, when you say there is a lifting up, because of the reality in your life, other people that are down would be lifted up. God is not just going to make you free. He is going to turn you into a deliverance minister and use you to make others free. Job 22 verse 29 says, "If people are in trouble and you say, help them, God will save them." However, for all this to happen, the starting point is outlined in Job 22 verse 22, which says, "Receive instruction directly from his lips and make his words a part of you." This is from the Voice translation. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that you will hear God directly. Say amen. The truth is that if you receive God's instruction, you will not shout recession. Receive instructions from his mouth. Make God's presence and his word priority. Make it more important than your necessary food. For instance, you can spend an entire day in your study, reading of God's word and praying. You do not even remember to eat, but you do not feel hungry because you are actually feeding. I am not saying you should skip meals, but I am praying that God's word becomes your all-consuming passion. Psalm 119 verse 45 from the Voice translation says, "And I will live a life of freedom because I pursue your precepts." The classic amplified version of this same scripture reads, "And I will walk at liberty and at ease, for I have sought and inquired for and desperately required your precepts." The word of God is not just something that you read to satisfy your conscience or so you can mark it off a checklist. The freedom, the ease, and the liberty the psalmist talks about only happens when the word of God becomes your necessary food. When you are desperate to hear, to read, and to be in line with God's word, God is telling us that when his word consumes us, we will walk freely. Have you walked into a house and even without speaking to anyone, you can tell that there is tension in the air? You can cut it with a knife. But you walk into another house and there is so much freedom, so much liberty, you do not want to go. Freedom has a lot to do with the atmosphere you cultivate. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 17 says, "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Wherever the atmosphere, the ambience, the environment that the Spirit creates is, freedom is certain. One of the main keys to walking in freedom is the presence of His Spirit. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. Make my heart your home. Make my heart your home. Make my heart your dwelling place, Lord Jesus. Make my heart your home.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.